The planned Ravensong Aquatic Center expansion project, revived earlier this year, is going to cost more than $36 million. The Class B cost estimate was revealed by Warren Skesk of Faulkner Brown's Architects in a report presented to the Oceanside Services Committee, OSC, on September 23. The estimated price tag to expand the aquatic center is $29.2 million. When factoring the emissions reduction costs, estimated at $5,489,550, as well as the project management costs for Regional District of Nanaimo, RDN, staff and any other professional fees, estimated at $775,850 for 36 months of construction and building commissioning time, the total cost will be $36,401,982. The proposed upgrades, which focus on the priorities identified in stakeholder engagement sessions, include an additional lane pool, leisure pool and a lazy river, additional universal change rooms, improved gendered change rooms and on-deck viewing options. Other non-aquatic features are two multi-purpose rooms, a gathering space with view of the pool, improved steam and dry sauna amenities. To minimize disruption to aquatic services for users and staff, the construction schedule will be done sequentially and will include three closures throughout the construction period, which is expected to take 24 to 28 months to complete. The goal for this project is to plan for the deliverable addition of aquatics and wellness amenities that will meet the evolving needs of resources of the Oceanside community, said Skesk. So, as many of you probably know, many years ago a study was done and it was found that the current Ravensong Aquatic Center is too small to serve the population. And I believe that the staff see that on a daily basis many people coming to the facility. To advance the expansion project, a long-term borrowing amount of $30 million would be required. To gauge the support of residents from Parksville, Qualicum Beach, Electoral Area E, Nanoose Bay, Area F, Coombs, Hilliers, Arrington, Whiskey Creek, Meadowood, Area G, French Creek, San Pareil, Little Qualicum, Englishman River, and Area H, Bowser, Qualicum Bay, Deep Bay, staff recommended a referendum on borrowing for the project be held in the spring of 2025. Electoral Area E, Nanoose Bay, Director Bob Rogers supported the motion and cited the board's commitment it made earlier to give the public a chance to indicate whether they are in favor of borrowing money for this project. Whether it gets supported or not in the referendum, that's another matter, said Rogers. But we did make a commitment. I made the commitment on behalf of Electoral Area E residents that we would go ahead with the referendum to determine the interest of the public. Parksville Director Doug O'Brien also supported a referendum. He commended the RDN staff for quickly reviving the Ravensong expansion project after a proposal to conduct an intensive feasibility study to look at building a separate aquatic facility in Parksville last year failed to gain the support of service participants in District 69. The OSC also voted to reinstate the $1.3 million contribution to the RAC Reserve Fund, which was cancelled in 2023 when RDN Board put on hold the expansion project. General Manager of Recreation and Parks Tom Osborne informed the OSC restoring the funds would keep the borrowing amount at $30 million instead of $31 million. The vote, however, was not unanimous, with Rogers opposed. As well, the OSC endorsed the motion to amend the RDN's 2024-2028 financial plan, and $365,098 of reserve spending be moved from 2025 to 2024 to pay for the fees of consultants from Faulkner Brown's Architects. Staff also has been directed to prepare a grant application to be submitted Federal Green and Inclusive Community Buildings Program and if successful that the financial plan be amended accordingly.